Welcome to episode 14 of Grant Random Reports the News. In this episode, you'll hear about a train accident, an act of theft, and cannibalism, and that's all in one story. Plus, we'll be going deeper into the concept of mechanophilia than you'd likely prefer. That's straight ahead, so please stay with us. Hitting stop now means you're not to be trusted. Reporting from Brooklyn, I'm Grant Random, and this is the news. We begin with the 11th of 11 stories currently trending at the studios of idiocy. A Florida couple has been arrested for having sex outside of a Popeyes restaurant in Vero Beach. A police officer responding to a 911 call from a motorist on U.S. Highway 1 noticed 70-year-old Arnold Mackey making a thrusting motion while on top of 44-year-old April White. When the officer approached, the couple quickly began attempting to get dressed, with Mackey unable to fully pull up his shorts, thus exposing his penis to oncoming traffic. This is known in some circles as having a case of highway hog or road rod. Meanwhile, Mackey's bang associate, White, allegedly struggled with the police officer, shouting obscenities at him and reeking of booze. Four empty bottles of vodka and an unopened bottle of rum were discovered in the vicinity of their makeshift love den. White was charged with resisting arrest and disorderly intoxication, and both White and Mackey were charged with exposure of sexual organs.
Ta-da!
Interestingly, this incident occurred during a promotion at Popeyes in which customers who buy two combo meals featuring their signature fried chicken get a complimentary opportunity to watch drunk people fuck near the shrubs. Needless to say, this has been the most popular promotion in the history of Popeyes. 10. A man in California was arrested after stealing the severed leg of a pedestrian who was struck by an Amtrak train and then proceeding to attempt to eat it.
Are you serious?
A worker at the train station where the accident with the pedestrian occurred said of the perpetrator, quote, "I'm not sure from where, but he walked this way and was waving a person's leg. He was biting it and was hitting it against the wall and everything." The man in question, 27-year-old Rosendo Telez, was arrested for taking evidence from the scene. In defense of Telez, cannibalism is a logistically challenging hobby. It's also very illegal and wrong, I suppose, but it's definitely a challenging hobby to pursue.
9.
A live 12-inch eel was removed from the abdomen of a man in Vietnam after it reportedly slid up his anus. This is reminiscent of a story from 2021 of a man in China who had to be hospitalized after inserting an eel into his ass as a folk remedy to cure constipation. This would suggest some of us have been unknowingly giving ourselves constipation treatments for decades.
8.
In fashion news, actress and fashion icon Julia Fox has debuted a dramatic new ghostly look involving makeup described as corpse paint. The look is ideal for those who prefer giving the appearance of being freshly exhumed by a guy out on bail in California, as well as those of us who've been dead inside since 1997.
7.
In entertainment news, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its 2024 inductees. The announcement was made on the television of choice for rock music enthusiasts, American Idol. The regular rock-centric programming on Idol was paused when the host of the show and noted rock music aficionado Ryan Seacrest ran through the list of new inductees. The impressive collection of new entrants into the Rock Hall is headlined by the preeminent rock and roll icon of our time, Cher.
6.
In UFO news, Portland Community College in Oregon is offering a new class this spring on UFOs. The class will focus on the testimony of government and military officials about unidentified aerial phenomena while also examining how they're covered by television, films, and idiots on TikTok. The online course will also dive into how the disclosure of the existence of non-human entities would impact humanity. It's unclear whether or not the course will discuss how to know whether you're seeing a UFO or if it's the LSD, whether you should admit your abduction and subsequent probing was pleasurable, and what to do when you discover your spouse is actually a shape-shifting insectoid extraterrestrial.
5.
In other UFO news, political commentator Tucker Carlson appeared on Joe Rogan's podcast and suggested that UFOs are actually spiritual entities that are evil. Okay, so he's basically saying that these aircraft are piloted by demons, powered by Beelzebub and sent from the bowels of hell. I'm assuming these ships are launching from a port located on the outskirts of Hades, located somewhere in the ninth ring. Then in the eighth ring of hell, you would likely find the school where the pilots are trained. Sort of like the Top Gun for demons. Obviously very prestigious, best of the best. A lot of hot shots running around, including one pilot who's too dangerous for his own good. It's likely in the seventh ring where the technology is developed. You may be wondering, what kind of technology? Evil technology, obviously, as denoted by the red lights in the cockpit and the exterior of the aircraft, along with the sinister music that plays while it's flying. You may also be thinking, wait a second, don't demons have wings? Well, yes, according to a lot of the literature, they do. So your next thought is, why would a winged creature fly in an aircraft? And then, once they're here, why don't they leave the aircraft and fly around with their own wings? Regarding that last question, I'm guessing there's been some issues with the demon pilot stopping off at a tavern and having a few too many drinks, and then getting back into the ship and trying to fly drunk. Then they crash the aircraft, and the ship gets into the hands of people like Bob Lazar, who are then charged with reverse engineering these hellcraft, and it's a huge fucking mess. Let's just say some tough lessons have been learned. Regarding the first point, it's a long way from hell to here, obviously, so to fly that distance with your own wings is exhausting. Instead, the demons have the ability to fly in the comfort of these satanic saucers, where they can relax, properly hydrate, and reflect on the mission ahead. That mission, of course, as laid out by the Prince of Hell, Lucifer himself, is to confuse Navy pilots, provide content for podcasts, and occasionally abduct people and put stuff in their butts. Yeah, this theory totally checks out. When we return, you'll hear about a new theory involving the multiverse, and we'll get into mechanophilia. But first, it's intermission.
Unexplained hiatus. Unexplained hiatus. Unexplained hiatus. Unexplained hiatus. Unexplained hiatus. Unexplained hiatus.
A report from New Scientist suggests that the multiverse might be bigger than was previously imagined. A new theory of the multiverse builds on the many worlds theory originally introduced in the 1950s by Hugh Everett III, in which universes split off from ours at various inflection points where there are two possible outcomes. For example, let's say you're drunk and considering having sex outside of a Popeyes, ultimately deciding to go for it and inevitably getting arrested and having a case of Parkway Pole, aka Boulevard Boner. It's at that moment, according to that theory, that another universe splits off in which you decide not to go forward with the intercourse outside of the Popeyes, and instead go bang at a nearby forest preserve that's known for being a popular hookup spot and also a great place to score angel dust. According to the new Many More Worlds theory, there is not just one universe that splits off at that inflection point. Instead, there are numerous universes that split off. What this ultimately means is that it's quite possible that there are hundreds of billions of universes out there, and in many of them, this podcast has a consistent release schedule.
3.
A new study dives into who is most interested in having sex with robots. Among other factors investigated, it was determined that men are more likely than women to be interested in banging a fuck droid. You may be asking yourself, how do I know if I'm interested in engaging in intercourse with an automaton? A good test might be in regards to another story into the Idiocy News Center.
2.
The robotics company Boston Dynamics has unveiled a new electric version of their humanoid Atlas robot. If your first thought is, I wonder if I could make love to that robot, then you may in fact be a robosexual. And for those who are curious, I've studied video that Boston Dynamics has released of the new Atlas robot, And from what I can tell, there are no visible orifices or robo-genitals, much to the chagrin of those of us who've embraced robosexuality.
One.
Huge thanks to listener Charles Gillette for sending in a story that also involves the intersection of man and machine. A report out of Kinston, North Carolina details how 52-year-old Walter McCray was arrested for activity related to mechanophilia, which is the sexual attraction to machines or vehicles. McCray is alleged to have been, quote, tampering with a vehicle belonging to an 82-year-old woman. And by tampering, the police actually mean that he's been lying on the vehicle's hood and jerking off, and has been doing so for the last 3 years. Now, is McCray actually turned on by the vehicle, or did he just really enjoy rubbing one out at that particular location? It's hard to say. We do know that McCray has been charged with felony stalking and 5 counts of damage to property, while this podcast has been charged with presenting the car fuckability power rankings. Beginning with number 5, the Fiero. This car was so hot it literally couldn't stop from catching fire, but that didn't stop some of us from taking the Fiero to the limit. The day this car was discontinued was a dark day for those of us who've gone all the way with this classic vehicle from the 1980s. The Fiero was made by Pontiac, which was known for building excitement. Excitement, of course, being code for extremely fuckable cars. The Tesla Cybertruck is at number 4. This sexy ride recently was recalled for what was described as an issue with the accelerator. At least, that's what they said. But let's be clear about something. Electronics and ejaculate don't mix. Hopefully, they can make the necessary adjustments so that the vehicle doesn't short out every time you throw one into it. Because, I mean, it was clear from the moment that Tesla announced it that people could not wait to fuck this truck. Number 3 is the McLaren P1. I mean, have you seen the ass on that car? Sweet Christ. The Bugatti 16C Galibier concept car is at number 2. This stunner of a vehicle was originally produced in 2009 and actually sports 8 exhaust pipes. So you can share the fun by inviting 7 of your friends over to the garage to have their way with this hot piece of machinery. If you position yourselves just right, all 8 of you can have at it while high-fiving each other and watching the Pat McAfee show. Pontiac strikes again with the car from Knight Rider at number 1. We learned in this classic show that one man can make a difference. He can also bang his Trans Am when no one is looking. Look, it was pretty obvious by the way that Kit would get jealous when Michael Knight was out gallivanting with women that their relationship was complicated. Those who know understood that when Michael and Kit weren't bringing criminals to justice, they were bringing each other to completion. Thank you for listening to episode 14 of Grant Random Reports the News. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't. Also leave a 5-star rating if your app allows it. And please leave a nice review. Thank you again for listening to the newscast of choice for people who are in sexual relationships with their Bentley EXP 100 GT. By the way, that was at number 6, just missing our power rankings. An incredibly fuckable car. This podcast has been a production of Idiocy.
Unexplained hiatus.